The Blue Ridge Orchestra plays two concerts this weekend, Saturday and Sunday afternoon at the Folk Arts Center on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Beautiful place to hear a concert, but especially this one because it's a concert billed as an Earth Day celebration concert. Dr. Milton Crotts is the director of the Blue Ridge Orchestra and is with us in the studios this afternoon. Milt, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Good afternoon, Dick. Thank you. And yeah, two great pieces for an Earth Day concert, right?
Yeah. So tell us about this. What's on the program?
Well, the Appalachians, since we're in Asheville, we can say Appalachian Spring.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so Copland's right Appalachian Spring and then Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, the Pastoral. And they're both about nature. And the Copland piece, was originally written for a small group of 13 instruments. We're doing the full orchestration, so the Blue Ridge Orchestra will be at the full complement of players there and do that.
It's interesting. Copland is almost identified with this piece. I mean, it's like Appalachian Spring, Copland, Appalachian Spring.
It wasn't even his idea to start with. Martha Graham commissioned a work for her ballet, and it was her idea that the title, Appalachian Spring, came first. And then I was reading where I think some of the storyline was inspired by her grandmother talking about the Pennsylvania hill country of a pioneer wedding. And so she shared that story with Copland, and then he came up with this idea. And of course, incorporated the simple gifts, the shaker tune,
and that's the only folk tune or the only tune that he kind of snuck into it. The rest is all him, although it sounds folky.
Well, I think he was in some of his notes. He was talking about imitating the American language, the vernacular, and translating that into a musical sound because he was looking for what is this American sound. This was written in 1943. Wow. And there wasn't really, I mean, we think now of the Copland, the Rodeo, and some of these things with the movie scripts, the film music, and these wide open spaces. And I think Copland played a big part in defining what an American sound is like. Yeah. This kid from Brooklyn, right?
Right. And yet, those of us who live in the Southern Appalachians have kind of taken this music to be our own. Right. We feel like it was written about us, and it works.
Well, it has the rhythms, it has that folk rhythm, it has the fiddle rhythm, but it's not really related to a specific fiddle tune or anything.
Well, it's quite an accomplishment when you think about it.
I think so.
The original was scored for just 13 people because it was in a small place.
In a library, right?
Yeah.
In the
Library of Congress.
Correct. That was where it was presented, which every time I walk into a library, I always think, what a great performing place this would be. And then a couple of years later, in 1945, he rescored it for the full orchestra, two trombones and a couple of percussionists, so not full symphonic strength there. But that's what we're doing this weekend, and it's been a great process of working on it. And then to pair that with Beethoven 6 with the full symphony as well, what a great symphony. And we were chatting about the premiere of that symphony. Beethoven wrote it at the same time as the 5th.
And
the concert was referred to as being under-rehearsed in 1808 in December. And you said it was an unheated place.
It was an unheated hall, right.
And they put the 5th and the 6th on the same. It was a four-hour concert. Our concert will not be 4 hours. And we will have heat or air conditioning, whatever's required.
No wonder it would be under-rehearsed. You got 4 hours worth of music. How can you possibly? Well, anyway. Yeah. It seems to have stood the test of time, nevertheless. So a wonderful piece. And again, kind of unique in at least in my idea of Beethoven's music, that it should be so kind of reverential and experiential, spending time in the outdoors.
Well, program music, I mean, it was something other than absolute music, so that was a bit of a first. I mean, we had moments like in Haydn's Creation where this is the way the earth began, right? So that was programmatic music. But Beethoven really meant for this symphony to evoke something other than just music for music's sake. I mean, the second movement is a walk by a brook, and then the flute has a bird sound. The flute is the quail or the nightingale, and then the oboe does the quail part, and of course the clarinet's assigned the cuckoo, right?
So we
have all those little sounds. As we move into the fourth movement, the storm, the timpani will be the thunder claps.
Yeah, yeah.
The violins are the lightning, and we have the driving rain. And then as the storm moves away, we go into another invention of the time, a fifth movement. I mean, that was
kind of... that's really unusual.
very unusual. Four movements usually in a symphony, but here Beethoven realized the fifth movement, which is the shepherd's song, you know, the Thanksgiving. And but I love the third movement. All these movements have their own characterizations of things. The country dance, the third movement is the peasant dance.
Yes.
And then the dance is interrupted by the storm. Right. So it's just so much fun to play in the orchestra, the Blue Ridge Orchestra, a wonderful ensemble of folks who give their time weekly at our Wednesday rehearsals, and looking forward to these afternoon performances. Yeah. Great concerts, you know, for younger folks too. If this is a first experience with symphonic music, it would be perfect. I mean, Beethoven and Copland.
It would. It would be a great introduction, first concert. We're speaking with Milton Kratz, who's the director of the Blue Ridge Orchestra, about their concert coming up Saturday and Sunday, an Earth Day celebration concert. And as I was looking through the material about the concert, I realized somebody really had a great idea to be able to stroll around the grounds of the Folk Arts Center after hearing this music would be a great treat.
Oh, absolutely.
I can imagine yourself as Beethoven wandering through the woods.
With a notebook, of course, and jotting down all those melodies and things. And the Folk Arts Center has this auditorium where you can be right there with the orchestra. It's like being in your living room.
Wow.
I mean, you're just a few feet from the players, and you can see the notes on the page, so it's not like there's the audience and the performers. It's like we're in this real intimate space, and it just sounds great. I mean, it's a cement floor, comfortable seats and things, fluorescent lighting, but it just is magical to be so close to a full 65-piece orchestra and just hear these sounds just, you know, wrap around you.
It's, you know, I think it's a wonderful realization, especially for young people, to kind of realize that music is made by other human beings. It's something we do.
Right.
It's not some strange and unusual thing that's only done by professionals in New York or L.A. or something. It's done by the folks that you know.
Right. And that device, you just don't simply put us on pause and come back in a minute there or turn us down. We're in the moment there. So.
Yeah, very much so. So the concert is Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, this Saturday and Sunday, at 3 o'clock both times at the Folk Arts Center. Again, a beautiful place to listen to music and wander around in the woods. Tickets available already? What's the best way to do it?
BlueRidgeOrchestra.org.
Oh, okay.
But of course, right at the door, there'll be plenty of tickets available at the door, and student pricing is $5.
Oh.
So, and ID's not even required, so I guess if you're 108 and you're a student, come on, right? But, there, my board's just heard that, right? So, $10 for friends of the BRO, and general admission is $15, but you're more than welcome to give more and bring a friend, too.
Well, there you go.
You know,
it's a great idea.
And dress in your Earth Day attire. Wrap yourself in vines and kudzu and flowers in your hair.
Hey, that reminds me. Oh. The last time we talked, no flowers.
Okay.
The last time we talked, you were doing a concert of that was part of the Amadeus Festival.
That's right.
And you were going to have not an Elvis impersonator, but a Wolfgang impersonator.
It's on our website. You can see some of the greatest pictures. There were selfies with Woofy. So we had Mozart there. And if you go to BlueRidgeOrchestra.org, you're going to see all kinds of folks posing with Mozart, even including David Whitehill with the Asheville Symphony's got his picture in there with Mozart as well.
So. Now, Mozart was not you, was it?
No, are you kidding me? You know, Mozart had to be like 28 years old.
Oh, okay.
And a little thinner and even shorter. He was 5'4".
Oh, right. So. That's a perfect height.
That's right.
Milton Kratz, the director of the Blue Ridge Orchestra, their concert, their Earth Day concert, this Saturday and Sunday at the Folk Arts Center at 3 o'clock. Two great works on the program, Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring and Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, the Symphony No. 6. Milt, thank you so much for bringing us this music.
Thank you, Dick. It's great to be here, and I hope to see a lot of folks out for this Earth Day weekend and celebrate it with music, with symphonic music.
Sounds like a great idea.